Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir for Women's Shir number 69. In Likutei Maran, Rav Nachman, number 18, he says that we need to learn how to break our anger with Rachmanis. And what does he mean by that? He means by tapping into our power of compassion and our power of mercy in order to nullify our natural cruelty that we sometimes can have. We don't want to know about it, this innate cruelty that is within us. And sometimes we do have that knee-jerk cruel response in certain situations. Many of us feel we're very, very nice people. But if we look deep into ourselves, and again, we shouldn't be overly scared of it and bash ourselves excessively, but just be honest with ourselves. We have a Yetzirah, and some of us have a tendency to be angry. And we have this nasty streak, and sometimes we feel we're so nice and passive and Mavatal that we don't acknowledge this nasty streak to ourselves. So we need to really work on this. Sometimes we get angry and it's obvious we're angry. You know, you're screaming, yelling, making a sharp remark to somebody, and we try to restrain ourselves, you know, whether or not we attack or hold back, you know, but there's sometimes an unexpressed feeling of anger or the wish to get back, like loisitar, not to bear grudge and all that. So that is something that even if you don't act upon it and you try to bury it, it's something that's within us and we need to learn how to uproot it. It is really a difficult emotion to deal with. It feeds off fear and jealousy. Sometimes the emotion is, you know, I feel that someone else has that love that I don't have or knowledge that I don't have or that money that I don't have. And if they have it, there won't be anything left for me. You know, that type of irrational thing that sometimes develops into the concept of anger. The Gemara says that Avodah Zarah is comparable to anger. When you're Kol HaKoyis, whoever gets angry, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now, the Tanya explains here what's the connection between the two. And he says that if you truly believe that everything is Hashkacha Pratis, you believe in Hashem completely in His divine providence and that He gives you everything you need and you're not missing anything, and He's in charge, and He knows what's best for you, and He gives you everything you need, and whatever someone else is supposed to have won't take anything away from you. If you really, truly believe that, or that everything that happens is because Hashem wants to benefit you for it, even though it's a painful thing, and it's not that person, it's really Hashem sending it to you, then you wouldn't be angry. So that's what it means. The anger sometimes, if you're deep rooted behind it, is that we forgot that Hashem is in charge. So we give in to the anger. We blame the other person, whoever that may be. So in that way, it's a form of Avodah Zarah. But when we talk to Hashem and ask Him to help us uncover our capacity of compassion and mercy, we're able to break our anger. And then when we do that and we increase our compassion and mercy, we'll be able to break our anger. Then Hashem mirrors us and Hashem will shine upon us His compassion and His mercy, and even if we have difficult judgments against us, it will be diluted and nullified. So that's a big yesod, and it's a big skula. In order for us to have rachmei shamayim, compassion from Hashem, we need to be ma'ir, our own compassion, in order to remove our inner anger and nullify it, and that inner compassion and mercy will awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, compassion and mercy. So that's one lesson of today, that we should have a day that we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of rachamim, of mercy and compassion, and experience His unlimited compassion towards us. Another yesod is the concept of free will. This is Likutei Maran 151. He talks about Bechira. And based on this, Rav Nosson, who wrote a sefer of tefillos, Rav Nachman told him once, you make my Torah into tefillah. You turn it into a tefillah. And that's what he did. So based on the concept of free will that Rav Nachman taught, Rav Nosson said like this. He said, filled with awe and wonder, how astounding is this power to exercise freedom of choice, which you gave mankind, Hashem. There's nothing as awesome and mysterious and as amazing and as marvelous in all the worlds that you made. Truly unique among your creations is free will. Rav Nosson explains that Hashem gave everyone, every human being, the permission and strength to make their own decisions and to do what they wish. We can choose to align with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will or the opposite, HaKadosh Shalom. So we have to believe in the Koyach HaBechira. Now, how does that fall into just saying this on the side of how everything is min Hashemayim? Of course, after the free will choice, Hashem will ultimately work out what he wants and the way he wants it. And our human brain can't fully comprehend the concept of between free will and Hashem knowing everything, which the Rambam and the Ravit and all the Rishayim talk about. And here's what we need. We need Emunah Pshuta. Because this, we run into that wall if we use our limited human brain of how the existence of free will and Hashem's foreknowledge of everything, how does that coincide? It's a paradox. If everything is determined by Hashem, how do we have free will? How can we choose one thing over the other? So we're hit with this paradox. So how do you deal with that? Emunah Pshuta. Emunah Pshuta. I remember once I heard a tape from Rav Hutna Zichrono Livracha, and he said like that, he says you have to be Maimon. There's two different tracks. There's a Bechira track, and there's a Hashgacha Pratis Yediyah track, and we have to know how each one uses it the right way. And that is the idea. And when you learn Shar HaBitachin in Chayvus Alvavais, we mentioned it in the Bitachin Shir, the idea is again, you ask Hashem to help you choose the right way, and then you daven after Bechira. So the idea being is you ask Hashem, for example, please protect me from unhealthy outside influences. And then you do everything in your power to do what you can in your hishtadlus. And of course you need Siyat Dishmaya to carry it out. But the idea of recognizing that Hashem gave you that gift of free will. And like your gata umatzasa tamen. You work and you find, you believe that because that is the way Hashem created in the world. And that's what you do. And within Bechira, you could trust Hashem too. And the whole Sefer Chayvus Alvavos talks about it, and especially in Shar HaBitachin. So we have to really value that gift of free will that Hashem gave us and gives us, and to do our avodas Hashem. And the third lesson that we're going to learn today is to remember this truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all existence from nothingness, Yesh Ma'ayin by the one Hashem. This is a concept that's not just a philosophical debate. In real life, it matters. In real life, this is a beautiful, healthy thing to recognize that, you know, sadness, despair, anger, jealousy, worry, all this is rooted in a false concept. We all return to our source. If we learn to return to our source, which is Hashem, the limitless shelter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion, then we have a calm feeling in the believing that everything is ultimately heading towards a purpose, that all creation has a goal. And these beliefs can see us through even our darkest times. The Yesh Ma'ayin, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything is coming from Hashem. And it's not easy. We don't judge people. People go through very, very difficult things sometimes, and it's heartbreaking to see it. And we need to comfort people when they go through heartbreaking experiences and difficult experiences. This author of this book, Chaya Rivka Zwolinsky, and the one on Rav Nachman's teachings, she once went to be Menachem Oval, a friend that went through such a difficult, terrible experience of a tragic loss, and she went to be Menachem Oval. And she said, I don't understand what happened, but I know it's good because Hashem only does good. I'm sad, but I'm not going to give in to despair. And again, that's an avoida. It's not easy. We don't judge other people that, you know, sometimes have difficulty with this or ourselves. We have to be compassionate with ourselves too. But the idea of knowing that everything is Yesh Me'ayin, everything comes from nothing, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a real comfort to us. So to review briefly, the three lessons that we learned today. Number one is the idea of shattering and breaking anger through the power of compassion and mercy. And I would like to add emunah. Compassion and mercy, when you awaken that and you ask Hashem to uncover that, and that's where emunah comes in. We said it's the opposite of a desire. When you know Hashem runs the world, you won't be angry. And by talking to Hashem and asking Him to uncover your compassion and mercy, Hashem will awaken that compassion and mercy within us to remove that inner anger. And in turn, Hashem will mirror back compassion towards us, His endless compassion towards us. That's the first yesod. The second yesod is the concept of believing in free will and the avoda of it and doing what you can. And of course, you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you making the right choices, and you thank Hashem later for helping you make the right choice. And if you didn't make the right choice, there's always tshuva, and you go back to Hashem and you talk to Hashem. That's also a choice. The choice after a negative choice is also a choice, where you bounce back. It's very important. And then you bounce back, and then you recognize you used your exercise free will of choice in order to do tshuva on something, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to remember the Yesh Ma'ayin, that everything comes from the source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We came out of existence just from Hashem, and therefore we have a calming feeling where we go back to the root, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that we recognize that everything has a plan and purpose, and then everything was and is for our ultimate benefit. Bracha v'atzlacha.